Well, we're talking about fish and a lot of them. We do this interview a couple times a year. Jeremiah Blaub, let's talk a little about what the DNR has been doing, stocking fish. I know a lot of them come from our hatcheries here in Marquette and down in Manistique. So let's kind of give us an overview, if you would.
Sure. We just wrapped up our numbers for spring and summer stocking. Marquette and Thompson are two of the six hatcheries located across the state. We have four additional hatcheries down below the bridge. And each specific hatchery raises specific fish for different needs across the state and stocking opportunities.
All right, let's talk first about the Manistique hatchery. What is reared there and how did it go this year?
Yeah, Thompson State Fish Hatchery is a unique hatchery. It does both cold water and cool water fish. So they raise Chinook salmon, rainbow trout, or steelhead, as the Great Lake anglers would know them as. And then we also raise walleye and muskie. So this year we had a successful year and all species stocked, and those fish were stocked not only in the UP, but also in the Great Lakes down below the bridge.
All right, and the Marquette hatchery, a little bit different, right?
A little bit different, yeah. Marquette hatchery is actually a broodstock facility, so those are the adult fish that we obtain eggs from in the fall. We have broodstock that are both lake trout and brook trout, so we have production lots of both brook trout and lake trout, and then we cross the two for splake. So it's a little bit different that we have those fish on site. Those numbers were good, and then those fish are not only stocked in the UP, but we have some inland lake trout lakes and splake lakes and a few brook trout lakes that go below the bridge also.
So let's talk numbers. How were the numbers this year?
The numbers were good. Overall, each of those two hatcheries, specifically talking about UP, we hit our rearing targets as well as state numbers. So this year, including both spring and summer stockings, we planted just over 9.1 million fish. So that's a lot of fish to get out of the door this year.
Talk with me about mortality rates. I'm sure not every baby fish, I guess, for lack of a better term, survives when you take them into the waters.
Yeah, so we look at mortality rates when we plant them out of the hatcheries. You know, on the way to the stocking sites that we do across the state, we utilize these specialized planting units. So we're on, we have 17 of those units across the state, and we have some really big Great Lake units that actually hold 3,200 gallons of water all the way down to bucket plants in Marquette State Fish Hatchery. So, basically this spring has been a really good spring for us. We got that, snow and ice melt off the lakes, both inland and the Great Lakes. So specifically talking about Great Lake species, we're able to get those fish in before we had the influx of cormorants coming in. And the same is true with the inland lakes. The water temperatures were pretty identical. That's something we want to take a good look at before we have stocking windows, that those temperatures from our hatchery systems are the same as receiving waters. So this year, it worked out really, really well for us.
All right. Anything else about the program you'd like to let people know about that I didn't cover here so far?
No, I think it's pretty good for the blurb that we put out, and we're excited about another good year, and hopefully the listeners are as well.